Welcome to the Green Screen of Death. My name is Adrian.
And my name is Bill.
So we're on episode 61.
Rick Nash.
Hey.
Centerman, New York Rangers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about him.
Rick Nash.
He's the man.
It used to be. Not so much anymore.
Yeah.
He's an aging superstar.
Once upon a time, though, Team Canada, man.
Oh, he was good.
Yeah, man. We were talking a little bit before the show started here. It was a tough day for one of us, but a pretty good day for one of us.
Yeah, so it started this morning.
That's right.
Both Adrian and I got up early to watch Adrian's Liverpool versus my Manchester United.
That's right.
Game's going pretty lamely, if that's a word. It was a pretty crappy first half. And then Paul Pogba, idiot, stuck his hand up in the box on a header.
Yeah.
1-0 Liverpool on a penalty.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Bill is just cursing up a storm, throwing shit.
Oh, shit.
I was so furious because I'm like, if that's the game, that might cost us Champions League.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, in like, what, the 80th minute?
Something like that.
Zlatan.
He's a cheat code, man.
Dude, Zlatan in the box. You can't stop the dude. 1-1. 1-1 tie. I'll take it. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And then the fun stuff started.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe the most hard to watch football game I've ever watched.
Oh, yeah.
Because it just, Green Bay, Dallas Cowboys, Green Bay comes out to a huge lead. And I'm thinking, fuck, this is sweet.
Yeah.
This is over.
Yeah.
It's at the half.
That's right.
It's already done.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it's a tie game.
Yeah.
And they just start trading points.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just losing my mind.
That's right.
Meanwhile, I'm sure Adrian is too.
Oh, yeah.
And Dallas ties the game on a field goal. And they didn't take enough time off the clock.
Yeah, they spiked the ball toward the end, and that was a big mistake.
And I'm like, wow, you just let Aaron Rodgers have 40 seconds with two timeouts.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
And he won the game. Field goal.
Yeah, it was a long one, too. Mason Crosby, I didn't think he had it in him because he had a very up-and-down year. So, but hats off to the Packers, man. Like, Aaron Rodgers, I don't think he can be stopped at this point.
No, he's on a mission.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like, I went into this game very hopeful that we'd win, but I was like, well, you've got a rookie QB versus one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. I think any Cowboys fan who thought we were the favorite was dreaming at best, and came close, but you know what? It is a tough loss, but I have no shame in losing to Aaron Rodgers. Like, that was insane.
Aaron Rodgers is a Madden cheat.
He totally is.
It's a glitch.
Yeah.
That shouldn't happen.
Yeah.
Congrats to your team. Your team is super young.
Yeah.
Mine isn't.
That's true, yeah.
And you guys are going to be dominating for the next 5 to 7 years.
I hope so. Yeah.
It's only up for you guys.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
this is like Rodgers at his peak with an aging team.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know what to say. I pretty much was a complete mess at the end of the game.
Oh, totally.
I didn't know what the hell was happening.
Yeah.
Like, my emotions were all over the place. And it was just, I literally had to go for a walk.
Oh, really?
I was just so, like, out of it.
Yeah.
But, hell of a game. One of the best finishes ever.
Yeah.
The second game today sucked.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the Steelers, Chiefs.
Oh.
Yeah.
After watching that game, like, this sucks.
I watched the first half, and I was like, this is boring.
I know.
was lame.
But, yeah, so my team's got the Atlanta Falcons.
That's right. Yeah.
So, hopefully that means Super Bowl.
I think so. The Falcons have a lot of weapons. But their defense isn't that great. So I think Rodgers will just pick them apart. And it'll be, you know, Rodgers versus Brady in the Super Bowl.
Sounds like fun.
Exciting. Yeah. That'll be an all-timer, I'm sure.
So, yeah, I've only got a couple other things.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
May 21st, people, the return of Twin Peaks.
Oh, that's right.
18 episodes.
Oh, yeah.
God damn, I can't wait.
Yeah, and they're doing it week by week, right?
Yeah.
It's not a Netflix all at once thing.
No, I freaking love Twin Peaks.
Right on.
Can't wait. And noticed something earlier. Did you notice we went over the 15,000 total hit mark?
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, 60, there's more than 61 episodes.
Yeah, yeah.
But 60 whatever, 15,000 hits.
That's awesome.
Pretty good.
Yeah, thanks to anybody who's lent us your ears. That's amazing.
Yeah, totally. I expect that to be, you know, 1,000 hits.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, so.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, when we started this out, we were like, we're happy if we get 25, maybe 30 an episode. Yeah, it's been a blast. So what are we on our third year now?
Yeah.
That's awesome, dude.
Totally.
Yeah, congrats to that. All around, high fives all around.
Totally.
Right on. Anything else?
That is it for me.
Yeah, I don't really have a lot going on. My whole life is consumed by football. I'm excited for that to come to an end next month. So, well, I guess we can get into the next section of this episode, the rant. This is where we rant about anything movie related. Why don't you start things off for us?
Everybody calm down about 2016 being a bad film year. Can we all do that?
Yeah.
I'm so much hate. Like, Donald Trump didn't make films, so calm down.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you guys watch anything? Because when doing my top 20 list, I had 23 five-star films, and I bet you I had 30 or 40 5.5-star films.
Yeah.
Did you watch those? Yeah. Have you seen them? You probably haven't.
Probably not.
No. So shut up.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I thought it was a great year, man.
Well, the summer sucked.
Oh, yeah. That's to be expected these days.
And the first few months sucked.
Yeah.
Lots of bad horror.
Oh, yeah.
But it picked up.
Yeah.
It got pretty good.
Yeah. That's par for the course. Like, when you think about it, January, February, dumping ground for movies. We do have two movies I'm really excited for this month and next month. We've got Split this month. It's actually this coming week, I believe, and John Wick next month. So that'll be really cool. But yeah, it's usually January, February, crappy movies, March, April, so. Then it starts to pick up in May a little bit, and then you get kind of August is usually shit, and the good stuff all comes out in September, October, November, December. So yeah, I do wish studios would spread it out a bit more.
Well, blockbusters are coming into March. How soon before it becomes February?
That's true.
As far as I'm concerned, John Wick 2 is a blockbuster.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe they already have.
Yeah, that's true.
And, you know, Underworld Blood Wars. That's like a huge film.
Boom! That's a made-up title. You just made that up.
No, I did not.
On Twitter last week, not to get too sidetracked, but I made up like 5 movie titles for the Underworld franchise, and I hope one of the producers picked that up, because it would be awesome if they used those in the future.
Underworld, Magnum Condom.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I was like, oh, my favorite one I made up. I'm patting my own back here, but I said, Underworld, Dead and Liking It.
Wow.
Get it?
Damn, sir.
Liken.
Damn.
That's a werewolf.
Damn.
Liken.
Damn.
Anyway, before we lose more listeners, I'll do my rant here.
Sure.
Mine is just for people who obviously don't watch trailers or read the synopsis of a movie before they watch it. I see this at least 2 or 3 times a year, if not more. People who, maybe 20 minutes into the movie, storm out of the movie theater going, what is this nonsense? I hate this movie. Or halfway through, or even 2/3 or 3/4 of the way. I understand that silence is the kind of film that's going to divide audiences. But about 1/3 of the audience walked out of a pretty much sold out screening when I saw it. And, you know, some of them were not quiet as they left. They were very upset about what they watched. And it's like, well, if you watch the trailer or even read the synopsis, you kind of know what you're getting into. So why were they there in the first place? And like, there was couples who were there, looked like their date night kind of thing. And that's not a date night kind of movie unless you're both cinephiles, perhaps, but
were they expecting Kylo Ren to have a lightsaber?
Yeah, perhaps. I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess it did have a couple of Star Wars people in there.
It's got that guy from that movie that he saved a bunch of people in the war.
Yeah,
so that I'm gonna go see Silence.
Hurrah!
Yeah, idiots.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm not really complaining. It's distracting. It is. Yeah. Yeah.
People going to take a piss is distracting. Let alone making a scene about why they're leaving.
Yeah. Yeah. And there were three people who got up and they were like, let's go. Let's get out of here. Okay. Well, shut up for one. And as they're walking up the aisle and as they were leaving, you could hear them shouting as they were leaving the aisle in the theater. And it was disruptive.
Nah.
I've walked out of movies, but if I'm with somebody, I'll say, I'm out of here, dude. And that's it. I'll leave it at that. So, I think you've been on the receiving end of that.
Every animated film I've seen with you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Kung Fu Panda 3. I'm not 3. Joking.
He walks out of every animated film I'm with him.
That's true. Yeah. I'll just turn to Bill. I'll say, this isn't for me. I'm out of here. I'll talk to you later. You can take this one for the team. So that's my rant.
Nice.
Yeah, that's it for me.
So we're only doing two main reviews.
That's right.
Instead of three, because guess what, folks? There's nothing to see.
There's nothing to see.
We've already reviewed everything via screener.
That's right.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You guys got to hear some stuff early.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, some of us, the two of us, we were, re-reviewing movies as well. You know, sometimes it's nice to... you know, rewatch some of those movies that you're thinking about putting in our top 10. And that's what we're recording next for our next episode is our top 10 show. So yeah, you're getting two main reviews and a very light lightning round.
Maybe the lightest lightning round ever.
It is, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, you know, catch up, it's holidays, it's football. Life,
basically. Yeah, this is gonna be a wham bam show, man. In and out.
That's right.
Workmanlike.
Hey, all right.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Me too.
So let's talk about the first film. Let's talk about Martin Scorsese's latest film, Silence.
One of us must go to Nagasaki and find him.
It's too dangerous. For us, for the people who shelter us.
We send Kichichiro, he brings back word we can act on.
Are you mad? Where is he? He's never here. He's always drunk. You know he can't be trusted.
What do? We must do something to find Father Ferreira.
So what does IMDb have to say about this film?
Two priests travel to Japan in an attempt to locate their mentor and to propagate Catholicism. Yay, Catholicism.
Yeah. High five.
Andrew Garfield, Kylo Ren, and the dude from Taken.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
I forgot about the dude from Taken.
Taken.
The people were like, that dude from Taken, he's not the same.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's the bad father from Taken.
Yeah. We had a weird discussion about this before the show.
We did.
So I'm going to go first.
Do it.
Okay. So, I like the film. I like the way it looks. I like the way it's made. I like the way it's acted. I like the plot. I just think it's too long. Mm-hmm. I think it's almost masturbatory at how long it is. Like, I think he got the point across, and then he does it four more times.
Yeah.
Adrian disagrees. Listen to him in a second.
That's right.
But I really like Andrew Garfield. I think he's really great.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm going to butcher this name, and I apologize.
Do it.
Esai Agata, who plays Inoue, the leader of the Japanese camp guys.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's the real find.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's awesome.
He's great.
So good. He's got this like kind of high, creepy voice.
Yeah.
They have these like battles, like talks between each other.
Yeah, battle of wits. Yeah.
And it's like two heavyweights going at it. Who just are not listening to each other.
Yeah.
And it's kind of beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and he has this bit where, and this is not a spoiler in any way, it's just a nonverbal body gesture he makes in his seat that just annihilated me. It was so good. I was just like, yes, that was awesome.
So, the movie is more or less about Japan not liking Catholic people.
That's right.
And them trying to get rid of everybody who likes Catholicism. And these two Portuguese priests show up trying to find their mentor because they found out he sort of maybe turned to the Japanese side.
Mm-hmm.
That's not cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, minute by minute, torture. Lots of torture.
Oh yeah.
Some rather inventive torture.
Yeah.
Happens. And then they fight again verbally. Then there's more torture. Then they fight again. There's more, and it's just repetitive. Mm-hmm. And I got the point. Adrian's going to say different.
Yeah.
But I thought it could have been a lot tighter.
Mm-hmm.
Great story. I just take it down a bit.
Yeah.
I got what you were saying really well. I just needed less.
Yeah.
Still a decent film. I quite liked it.
Yeah.
I needed a little less from you here, homie.
Yeah.
Still a good movie.
Yeah.
Adrian Charlie.
Here we go. I'm about to drop the mic on this fool. This is like a rap battle right here. About to go freestyle here.
Remember that I liked the film.
Yeah. Yeah, no. And the thing is, like, I can totally see where you're coming from on this one. Much like the Japanese Inquisitor, I won't sit here and laugh at you and tell you this is the right way, this is the wrong way. I love this movie. I think it's one that I want to rewatch again, but I'm in no rush to do that. As for the length and the repetitiveness, this is probably going to come out all wrong, and this may even turn off some people who are thinking about seeing this movie. I believe the audience has to suffer, much like Rodriguez suffers. Rodriguez is the name of that Andrew Garfield plays in the movie. It's a movie that it's a test of faith, and I see where you're coming from, where you said he can get the point across much tighter with fewer scenes. But as I was thinking about the film, I couldn't think of any scene that could have been cut from the film. I thought it all meshed well together, and I did feel very uncomfortable while I was watching the movie. And as the torture scenes became more intense and maybe more of the same, I could see that inner struggle that Rodriguez was battling the whole premise of the movie, where silence is... He's talking about the silence from God and questioning his faith and questioning everything he's done up until that point. And, you know, he's in a land where he basically stands alone. And I thought there was something really beautiful about that. And I agree with you that the film really hits a lot of peaks when Rodriguez and the Inquisitor are having like a battle of wits, and they're both just talking about Buddhism and Catholicism, and they're both pumping up their own beliefs without saying, hey, maybe there's a middle ground here. Maybe we can learn from each other.
There's definitely no gray area in this film.
No.
At all.
No. It's
black or white.
Yeah, it's black or white. I'm right, you're wrong. There's talk about truth, and let's face it, I'm speaking from my point of view. How can you prove something's true when there's no actual proof? And this movie just, it left me with a lot to chew on, a lot to think about while I was watching it and after I watched it. Like, I was thinking about it as I fell asleep last night and thinking about it in the morning and throughout the day. It really resonated with me in a way I didn't see coming.
Also weirdly funny at times.
Oh, yeah.
There's this one character who just shows up randomly to keep on doing something over and over again, yeah, which made me laugh.
Oh, totally.
That's the repetition part that I really liked.
Yeah.
He kept on doing something, and every time he showed up, before he even said a word, I laughed.
Yeah.
Because I knew exactly what he was going to say,
mm-hmm,
and I the look on Andrew Garfield's face showed, yeah, it too.
Oh, totally.
He was just like, oh, dude.
Here we go again. Yeah.
That was really good.
I found that stuff really funny, but like, it was so hard to laugh because... You're going through all this hardcore shit. It's like, oh yeah, I'm supposed to laugh here, but I'm really upset right now.
Well, I'm a sick fuck, obviously. But no, as I said, there's shots in this film that I will never forget.
Like, oh yeah.
It's out of this world shot. Mm-hmm. Like, should have been shot on 65mm film.
Oh, totally.
But yeah, as I said, I think it's a really good film,
mm-hmm,
that needed to be shortened.
Yeah.
I'm super happy I saw it.
Oh, totally.
This was the film,
mm-hmm,
that stopped us from doing our top 10 list 3 weeks ago, four, yeah, weeks ago.
Yeah, exactly.
We waited for this.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're really happy you did.
Oh, yeah.
I'm happy we did.
Yeah.
There's like... probably a difference of like a star rating in our ratings. I'm rating it like 3.5 out of 5.
Yeah, I'd probably give it around 4.5.
Yeah.
Somewhere in that range.
Yeah, 3.5 is still pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't tell people to go and see this film.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not going to go, yo, dudes at work, you're so going to love this meditative 2-hour and 40-minute movie about Buddhism and Catholicism.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. And who's right? Who's wrong? Which side are you on? We'll come back and we'll talk about it.
Then they'll come back to me and go, I was on J-Law's side because Chris Pratt was a dick.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. They went and saw Passengers instead.
Oh, geez. Yeah, that's, I don't know if I'd recommend that either. That's funny.
But yeah, man.
I read a bunch of reviews on this because I was just curious about the way other people reacted. And one review I read was from, I'm going to butcher his name, Matthew Stoller-Zeitz.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's one of my favorite writers.
Is it on Ebert.com?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he wrote, it's not the kind of movie that you like or dislike, it's an experience. And that's one of the things that I took away from the film when I was talking about it with my brothers. I was just like, you know what, man, that was an experience. Like, that I wasn't exactly like giving my bros high fives after the movie, but we both shared the joy of that film together. And
I went and ate a poutine after.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Like, I'm hungry.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, it's not one that you'll be like, yes, it's not feel-good movie of the year.
No.
But it's an experience. I quite enjoyed it, though.
Cool. That's cool. See, people, we don't always agree.
Yeah, that's true.
You always say we do.
Yeah.
But we don't.
Yeah. Screw you. Yeah, and you'll hear more about this in the next episode when we talk about our top 10 list. And I'm sure there'll be some differences there, too.
Yeah, Bill will get really snarky.
There you go. I will correct him on his poor taste in movies. So, yeah, Silence, I enjoyed it, but it's one I can't recommend either. You have to decide on your own. It's one that it's not exactly like, you know, Chef is a movie we champion and tell people to go see. But Silence, it's not one where you're like, yeah, go see it. Go do it.
Yeah, team.
Yeah.
All right, man. Next.
Cool. All right, let's move on. Let's move to a January movie.
This is a bit of a drop, eh?
It is. We can both agree this is a decline in quality.
Definitely.
Let's talk about Underworld. Blood Wars?
Blood Wars.
Blood Wars. That sounds like a made-up name.
I know.
You are an extremely difficult person to keep track of.
Stop tracking me.
I'm not tracking you. I'm looking for Eve.
I'm the very last person who could help you find my daughter.
Silly, listen to me. The Lycans are moving again. No, this is different. They're organized. They have a new leader. His name is Marius.
I'm finished with this war.
Well, it's not finished with you. They could have killed you. But clearly their mission was to capture you. Your daughter's blood, it's a prize. And if they find her, if they use it, Marius' power will be limitless.
Well, then I hope she remains lost.
Underworld Blood Wars. What does IMDb have to say about this one?
Directed by Anna Forrester. A woman directed this.
Hey.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I have no problem with women working in Hollywood. More to that.
Yeah.
Death Dealer Celine. That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
Fights to end the eternal war between the Lycans.
Yeah.
Adrian's favorite word. And vampire clan that betrayed her.
Yeah.
There you go. That's it. That's IMDb for you.
Yeah.
Kate Beckinsale, Theo James, Tobias Menzies, Laura Pulver, who played a very important role in Sherlock. Do you watch Sherlock?
Oh, no, I don't watch
Irene it, Adler.
Okay.
Oh, so good. And Charles Dance from Game of Thrones shows up for a paycheck.
Yeah, Charles Dance. He shows up on set for a day.
Gets his paycheck. It's all good.
That's right. Oh, man. Oh, this movie, dude. I wish that they committed to the campiness in this film. And I think some of the campy stuff was an accident. So the guy who wrote this film, there actually was a writer for this film. He wrote Priest and some other garbage movies. So
I
not a good track record.
think I've seen all these films.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember.
Yeah. They all blend into one.
Like, I sat down. I'm like, shit, is Scott Speedman in these films?
He was in the first one.
And then there's like a recap video at the beginning of the film because I guess they expected nobody to see the other ones either.
That's right.
And he was in the recap. Or,
oh, yeah. That's right.
And throughout the movie in recap. And I'm like, oh, I guess Scott Speedman's not in this film. You know what? This wasn't terrible.
Yeah.
It just kind of goes by its own little way and CG shit everywhere. Lycans transforming into half vampire werewolf things. Yeah. It's just a giant CG shit fest, but
yeah.
It's really stupid. And you know there's people who like this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not one of them.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they liked it.
Yeah.
Kate Beckinsale is terrible, but she looks good in the suit.
Yeah.
Sounds terrible, but she still does.
Oh, yeah.
That's a major appeal for some people.
Yeah.
It's not terrible. I expect it to be really bad.
Yeah.
And I'm watching, I'm like, this is just kind of a straightforward, stupid action film.
It is.
I can't really shit on this. It's not that bad. It's not bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've seen way worse than this last summer.
Totally. Yeah. I feel about the same way, actually, because as I was watching it, I was laughing through most of this movie. Because, like you mentioned, there is a guy who kind of transforms into a lichen, but he still maintains like his human form a little bit, and they're fighting, and that was just weird. And it was like, what are you doing? And what purpose does this serve? They don't really answer it in any way, but it distracted me from you know, the bad dialogue in the movie. And you know, I got to enjoy a little bit of that fight scene.
I didn't say the CG was good.
Yeah.
There's lots of it.
Oh, yeah. There's tons.
This movie cost like $30 to make, let's be honest.
Yeah.
And it really does look like it. The CG sucks.
Yeah.
But even like a crap film like I, Frankenstein has better special effects than this movie.
Hey, watch what you say about I, Frankenstein. This one is not as good as I, Frankenstein.
But seriously, you could do a lot worse. In 2 weeks when it's called Resident Evil, the final chapter.
That's right. Yeah. I
haven't seen it. I'm just expecting it to suck.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm going to talk about another one of my tweets about this franchise that I was hoping would gain more traction, but maybe just people don't read my shit. So that's probably it.
Probably it.
I grabbed two screen caps from previous... had to check the title again, Underworld Movies. And I grabbed a third screen cap, and I'll tell you the third screen cap in just a second. I said, can you match the appropriate screen cap to the movie that it was in? And I listed three of the Underworld movies. The third screen cap was like sort of a black and white photo of Creed. So I was like, but not a single person responded, and I felt so lonely. So,
yeah. I didn't see that one. I would have responded. That's hilarious.
Damn. But people probably just ignored it because it was Underworld.
Yeah, totally. So yeah, this is like a 2.5 out of 5 all day.
Yeah, I'd put it about the same.
It's like, it's not bad. It's not great. It's just there. If you're really stoned one night on Netflix, it might be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Or VOD or something like that.
Yeah.
You can do worse than this.
Yeah.
This is January garbage.
It really is.
But not bad garbage.
Yeah.
It's kind of watchable garbage.
Yeah. Yeah, it's that 2-day-old pizza that's in your fridge. And anyway...
It's good to reheat.
Yeah, there you go. Or if you're lazy like me, you'll just eat it.
Order more pizza.
That's right. So yeah, Underworld, don't rush out and see it. It's probably gone by the time you listen to this.
Yep.
So yeah, Underworld, sorry if you're a hardcore fan, didn't quite vibe
really?
Like you
do. Is there hardcore Underworld fans?
There has to be. If there's 5 of these movies, there has to be.
Wow.
But I bet a big part of it is people going to those movies thinking they're going to see another Resident Evil movie. And it's just this vicious cycle.
Those ones are worse.
That's right.
I hate the Resident Evil movies.
Yeah, and the CGI is worse in those ones.
Yeah. Yeah, next episode or whatever, when that comes out, that's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but that's it for me.
Okay, so let's get into the next part of our show, the Movie Club. This is where Bill picks a movie, we watch it, and we come back here and talk about it. And you're always, our listeners, we always encourage our listeners to join the Movie Club. We'll get more into that at the end of this section. So this episode's Movie Club movie is Sorcerer. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about this? And fair warning to you, we typically get into spoiler territory because these are older films and I timestamp all of these, so if you haven't seen Sorcerer, just skip to the end of this.
It's from 1977.
That's right. It's been around a while. It's
been around. So yeah, it's a remake of a film that we already had on Movie Club, The Wages of Fear.
That's right.
Directed by William Friedkin, who also had a Movie Club film called The French Connection.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen that one, you better get on that too. Mm-hmm. Four men from different parts of the world agree to risk their lives transporting gallons of nitroglycerin across dangerous South American jungle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, fucking Shiner.
That's right.
Not in Jaws.
That's right.
And he's kind of bad. Yeah. I think everybody in this is the one thing I don't like about the film. The acting sucks.
Oh, okay. I didn't really notice it either way, to be honest.
It's literally Roy Scheider and nobody. They're a bunch of nobodies.
That's true.
I was like, I looked on the IMDb. I'm like, who are these? Oh, I don't know who these dudes are.
I was kind of wondering that. Like, because this is a big budget movie, right?
Yeah.
Like, how did Friedkin get the money for this?
Because the stunts were absolutely batshit insane.
That's true. Yeah. I'm so glad it got made, though. Like,
totally.
Holy shit, dude. This one kicked my ass. Like, I don't really want to compare it too much to Wages of Fear, because I think that's kind of unfair to the movie. This is a great movie all on its own. I really enjoyed how there was the build up for the characters. Got a bit of investment in them, and then
both films take a bit to get going.
That's true. Yeah,
like maybe I don't know, like 40 or 50 minutes where they establish.
Yeah,
which is cool.
Yeah, you
gotta have characters.
Oh, totally, exactly, and I think on the surface it's got a very basic premise, but I believe a big part of this movie is, bad guys. Do they eventually have to pay the piper? Do they get to go off scot-free? What's their life like if they're pardoned from their sins? Like, I don't want to get too deep into that, but...
Roy Scheider's character is an American living in South America with a fake passport and gets caught.
Yeah.
And decides he's going to pay the cops off so he can continue working.
Yeah, that's right.
Shady.
Yeah. How crappy is that?
Yeah. Yeah, it's Wages of Fear is in one town, whole movie pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a cornucopia of people around the world.
Oh, totally.
It's kind of interesting. And like the beginning of Wages of Fear is like all nice and beautiful and everybody's talking. And the beginning of Sorcerer, people are getting assassinated.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, this is a completely different film. Yeah. Holy shit.
A guy shoots himself in the face.
Yeah. It's just like, yeah, okay, okay, I get it. These dudes get asked to do this really insane job with these transferring it's dynamite and Sorcerer.
Yeah.
And they gotta do this really long trek in the jankiest trucks ever made.
Oh yeah.
Even with them with a huge like mechanical montage where they redo the trucks.
Yeah.
To like weird lighting and stuff. Cool on you, Friedkin. That was an awesome scene. They have to do this for 8,000 pesos. Yeah. I was just like, seriously? Oh. you're going to drive a truck's full of nitro across the jungle for 8,000 pesos.
Yeah, that's right.
So these janky trucks, and they're transferring the nitro / dynamite with this really creaky pulley system.
Yeah.
Which is freaking the shit out of me.
Oh, totally. Because I think
you're all going to die.
Yeah.
You're all going to die. Yeah. They finally get into the truck, and then it just starts. This jungle, holy crap, it is a character in its own.
Oh, totally.
Just weather, mud, stupidly broken bridges
yeah.
that should not have people on them, let alone trucks.
Yeah.
It's freaking insane.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it all felt real.
Yeah. Like it's... Because it, I think it kind of was.
Yeah. Like, I was watching it, and I was like, man, did people actually die in this movie? Like,
is it that we get kind of desensitized with all this, like, this perfect CG that when you actually see practical effects now, it freaks you out?
I think they're onto something with that because, yeah, like, there's no faking those bridge. Like, there's multiple bridge scenes in this movie, and each one is just intense. And it's like, as I was watching, I was like, how the hell did they do that?
And right before that, right before they got to the bridge, they drove down this, like, mud hill.
Yeah.
Looked dangerous. Which looks like they were going to die.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's insane.
Yeah.
It's absolutely insane. And it only gets worse. Like, by the end of the film, Roy Scheider's character is, like, with his buddies of, like, blown up trees with nitro.
Yeah.
And just in the weirdest shit. And he's an absolute nutball. But by the end, he's carrying a case of dynamite, into live dynamite, yeah. pretty much. If you move it the wrong way, it's going to blow up.
Yeah.
Into the camp where he's supposed to take it to, and just gives it to them.
Yeah.
I'm just like, whoa, holy crap, this movie is rad.
Yeah.
This is like just the coolest film.
Oh, totally. Yeah, it's so badass. Like, all of the set pieces are just intense and had me holding my breath because even though this is the remake, I didn't know what was going to happen at the conclusion of each scene.
No.
And there are a couple surprises along the way where I was like, whoa, okay, we're doing that now. And yeah, there's like dudes with AKs holding them up on the road and shit. And
a dude in a loincloth running along thinking he's being a jokester.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, if they stop the wrong way, they're going to explode.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Do you know they're making this again?
I heard Ben Wheatley's doing it, right? Yeah, that's so cool.
So cool. I really kind of want to know what he's going to do with that.
Yeah, that'll be interesting because his movies, he does take his time. We know he can do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thriller aspect of it, that'll be interesting. And it'll probably be different with some similarities. But another thing I wanted to comment on this movie is you gave me your Blu-ray copy to watch, and it's stunning. Like, it's one of the better Blu-rays I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, did a pretty good job with that transfer. Yeah. I love the score, too.
Oh, yeah, the score's great. Yeah,
That score supposedly was taken off the film.
Oh, really?
And when they redid the Blu-ray, they put it back around.
Okay.
Put it back in, so that's pretty cool.
Oh, nice.
Tangerine Dream.
Okay.
The name of the band.
Oh, nice.
Sounds like you really dug it.
Yeah.
Super happy about that.
Really, really enjoyed this one.
Cool.
It's totally badass. Like the, I was thinking about it. I was like, man, you could put Friedkin in any setting, and he just knows how to shoot the hell out of the film and make it look just outstanding. So, I really, really enjoyed this one. And
cool.
Yeah. Sorcerer, totally great film.
It's a really cheap Blu-ray, too.
Yeah, yeah.
It might even be on Netflix. I don't even know. But the Blu-ray is awesome.
Yeah, highly recommended.
So, yeah, high recommendation.
Yeah.
Glad you liked it, man.
Yeah, man.
Hey, we're on a movie club streak.
Yeah, hey, all right. We got a multiplier going here. That's awesome, dude. I mentioned before, if you want to join Movie Club, you can send us your comments on Twitter or Facebook. The next one is due on January 29th. So if you watch the next movie, which we're going to announce in a few moments here, get us your comments by January 29th. We'll read it on the next show. So it's always fun when we get some listener participation that way. So what do you have for us next?
So lately I've been trying to incorporate the Movie Club movie with like one of the movies we review.
Okay.
So how about an early Andrew Garfield film?
Okay, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode's Marina Antunes is going to like this one.
Nice.
Boy A.
Okay, I haven't seen that.
Nice.
All right.
By John Crowley from 2007. Andrew Garfield, Peter Mullen.
Okay, cool.
The great Peter Mullen.
Nice.
Yeah, great film. I think you're really going to dig this one.
Right on.
Andrew Garfield at maybe his best.
Cool.
And that's saying a lot.
Yeah.
I think highly of the guy.
Yeah, he's done some really good work.
He's really good in this one.
Nice.
And I think you're going to dig it.
Cool, man.
So I hope you do.
Boy A.
Boy A.
So yeah, watch it by January 29th. Get your comments to us and we'll read your comments on the show. So that's Movie Club. That's how that works. And it's been a blast, man. We've watched how many now? It's like 34, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
It's been so much fun. And I don't enjoy everyone, but the hits are just like, we've got a very high batting average.
And the ones you don't like, I think you get something out of them too.
Oh, totally.
Because they're usually really weird or just completely... something I would only like.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Like, fucking, what's that Serbian film?
Yeah.
Dude? That fucked me up. But I thought about it long after I watched it and quite enjoyed it.
Serbian film's looking more relevant nowadays, isn't it?
Oh, totally is. That's right. Oh,
such
man.
A lovely film. That's I right. love that film. Love it.
And it's hilarious.
It's so funny.
We're not even being funny by saying that. Like when Rob Hunter sent me that tweet, he's like, one of the funnier movies I've seen. And I was like, what are you talking about? And you kind of hinted at the comedy of the movie, and it took me a while to get it, but I got it like by the, you know, final 30 minutes of the movie.
At VIFF last year,
yeah.
I saw a movie that everybody in the world thought was like the most horrific film they'd ever seen.
Yeah.
And there's Bill in the corner, like laughing so hard, my lung was pretty much in my throat.
Oh, no way.
We Are the Flesh.
Okay, yeah.
Which everybody hates.
Yeah.
And I think it's like the funniest film of the year.
Oh, really?
I think it's hilarious.
Oh, nice.
And supposedly a friend of mine, Melissa McDowell, told me it was the final showing of VIFF last year, and a volunteer puked on the street after she watched it.
No way. That's awesome.
And it was like sign of approval.
Yeah.
Yes. But yeah, I like weird films, man.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I walked out of that movie like 15 minutes in.
Nice. Nice.
I'll give it another try sometime.
No, don't. It's pretty terrible, but it's funny.
Right on.
So welcome to the worst lightning round of all time.
The lightest and worst. Yeah, you're right. This is the worst lightning round of all time. Because there's only one lightning round review. As we mentioned before, this is going to be a bit of a lighter episode because, you know, life happens and January happens, you know, when we've seen everything and we've talked about it all already.
Did you all enjoy Patriots Day this weekend?
Oh, yeah.
We reviewed it a month ago.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. And also, God, hidden figures.
You sound like such an egotistical bastard there. That's I apologize. Right. That's not what I meant.
Yeah, we reviewed Hidden Figures a couple weeks ago, and that one is doing really well at the box office.
Yeah, I no problem with that.
Yeah.
And hopefully you didn't see Live by Night. That movie sucks.
Yeah, you told me it sucks, and I was like, okay, I'll skip that one. Yeah. So
what do you have for lightning round?
Lightning round. I have a subscription to Shudder. That's that genre movie service. They play a lot of like really bad horror movies, but there's a lot of good stuff in there too. I picked one of the bad ones to watch. I watched Rob Zombie's latest film, 31, and holy crap, is that movie a piece of shit. It is just... I get that Rob Zombie loves the 70s and loves exploitation and loves to make the audience feel like they're greasy and sweaty and bloody and gross. But there's a more effective way to do it. And he's really just trying to piss you off in this one. But it's just poorly made. Like, it's a shit film.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Out of his whole entire catalog... what do you actually like that he made?
I like Devil's Rejects is my favorite, followed by...
No, that was the only answer.
Oh, okay.
Because he's fucking terrible.
Okay. Yeah, no, I liked... I did like House of a Thousand Corpses.
Oh, I hate that movie.
Yeah.
I own the Blu-ray, though. Oh,
there you go.
Double feature like with Devil's Rejects.
$5. Oh, there you go.
I know. Yeah.
And I did enjoy the Salem one. What was that called again? Salem's Lot?
Which is a Salem?
Salem something, like something or other. Yeah. It's really weird.
I liked that for about half the film, and then it completely fell off a roof. Okay. But yeah.
Those are the three I enjoy.
Nice.
But yeah, this one, it's just like, He has a little person dressed like Hitler, and he speaks Spanish. And it's like, what are you doing with that, man? Like, what kind of point are you trying to get across with that? Like, it's just dumb. It's
shocking.
It's I guess. Yeah, I guess his intention is going for shock, but it's just, you can accomplish that without the stupid hate symbolism there. And you can just dress him up in creepy clown makeup and have him be a little asshole. And that's better, in my opinion. And I try not to, you know, be that guy who's here, who's like, here's what I would do to change the movie. But it was just bad. And I don't know what Malcolm McDowell is doing in this movie. But
because A Clockwork Orange came out 40 years ago.
I guess so.
That's why.
I guess so. Yeah, he plays this sort of uppity rich person, and he has these people that, it's a bad movie.
I turned this one off.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
I actually didn't see the ending.
Okay.
Did they drive along the highway in a car with shotguns to Freebird? No, they didn't. It sucked then.
That's right. That was, oh man, that's the best ending. I so love good. That ending.
Devil's Rejects. Good film.
That's one where, remember you said Harmony Korine accidentally made a good movie with Spring Breakers. It's almost like that Devil's Rejects was a fluke for Rob Zombie.
Kind of might have been, yeah.
Yeah. Even though I liked his other movies, but I would never defend them.
those terrible Halloween films?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, dude. We've talked way too long about Rob Zombie.
Yeah.
So
yeah, because I totally got us off on a tangent.
So, yeah.
Is that it for you?
That's it, dude.
Yeah.
I rewatched a lot of stuff.
Yeah. That's what I did, too. I rewatched every film in my top 20.
Sweet. Yeah.
Every film.
Nice.
And I bet you I redid my top 20 15 times.
Really?
Yeah. Just,
holy cow, dude.
It was like every time I watch something, I'm like, well, that's better than that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Well, that's better than, oh, damn it.
Yeah.
Rewrite.
Oh, man.
And I went and saw La La Land in the theater.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
We both watched the Oscar screener.
Yeah.
You know what? I thought it played better the second time.
Okay, yeah.
Still have a ton of problems with it, though.
Yeah.
Emma Stone's, like, career trajectory is, like, completely cut off in that film.
Oh, yeah.
It pisses me off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the Ryan Gosling character plays 4 complete songs, I think.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, when she goes to do her play, cut to black.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, what? That's weird. Yeah. And it's almost like it's, like, some sort of weird zombie outbreak where people just started to get out of their cars and start singing. And then like randomly in the middle of the film, they start singing. And it's like Pontypool or something. And I'm just like, what is this?
Yeah.
It's like that Buffy episode where start to sing. I still don't think it's a bad film.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's a Best Picture winner, people.
No, it's, yeah.
Calm down with La La Land.
No, people love their musicals, even the bad ones.
Yeah, watch Across the Universe again.
Yeah, hey, I really enjoy that
movie.
I love
Across the Universe.
Yeah, that one's awesome.
I actually watched that a couple days ago.
Nice.
So good.
I should do the same. I think I've only seen it once.
Great Blu-ray, too.
It is. Ooh, yeah.
So good.
Yeah, that's the way I saw it, was on Blu-ray.
Nice.
Quite enjoyed that one.
So, yeah, it gets a little better movie-wise.
Okay.
But you've already seen the big one.
Okay, yeah. So, oh, I have.
Yeah, so January 20th. The Founder,
yeah.
Which I've seen.
Yeah, you liked and reviewed it for us.
I think it's pretty good.
Cool.
I think it's worth it. It's a story you don't know about.
Yeah.
McDonald's was kind of brought into existence really badly.
With some shady dudes.
Shady stuff.
Yeah.
The one Adrian saw in September.
Yeah.
Split. Shamalama Ding Dong.
That's right. I quite enjoy this movie.
Let me guess. It has a twist at the end.
I won't comment on that.
It's a Shyamalan film. Of course it does.
The only thing I'll say is get cozy during the credits and stay through the credits.
Cool.
Yeah, that's all I'll say.
I saw that thing that you said on Twitter.
Yeah.
If that was a spoiler.
Yeah.
It's not a spoiler.
No.
No, just...
yeah.
You should be staying anyway.
Yeah.
See, you guys see who did the grip
work on it. I like seeing that stuff.
Triple X, The Return of Xander Cage.
Yeah.
Did you see the commercial? It has a really big spoiler in it.
I probably have.
I was watching football earlier, and they had a commercial where they kind of showed something I didn't want to see.
Oh, no way. Okay, I didn't see that.
Yeah, avoid all trailers and commercials if you don't want to be completely spoiled on the movie that's probably really going to suck.
Yeah.
The Red Turtle finally opens out of Limited.
Oh, right.
It's really damn good.
Yeah, man.
You might be hearing about that next episode.
That's right.
Also, next episode, 20th Century Women.
Hey.
I'm an absolutely huge fan of this film.
Nice.
Yeah, I think it's amazing.
Yeah.
As you will see next episode.
Right on, dude. Right on.
I don't know why it hasn't opened here yet. It's opened everywhere else.
Yeah.
January 27th. My God. A Dog's Purpose.
Ooh.
You saw the trailer last night because it was on silence.
That's so weird.
It was so terrible.
It looks bad.
So a dog keeps on getting reincarnated into different dog bodies.
Yeah.
And he learns life lessons.
Yeah.
I don't know why my voice got all weird here, but it's my serious voice.
There you go.
Dogs. More of a cat person.
There you go. Was this produced by Jennifer Garner because she's like a Jesus freak now?
I don't know, but no, it's by the guys, Walden Media, who did like The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe and all those.
Okay.
Yeah. Looks really bad, but maybe if you like dogs.
Hey, all right.
I like cats.
Hey, I wonder how it would play at Fantastic Fest because people get so sad when dogs die at that festival.
Yeah.
As if a real dog just died and they forget it's a movie.
Yeah. That's really weird. Next, Gold. Matthew McConaughey, hey. Edgar Ramirez. Find a gold mine. It's not a bad film. It's also not great either.
Yeah.
It's just kind of watchable.
Yeah.
It's got some good. It's got some bad.
Cool.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
And the one we've been talking about the whole show, people, Resident Evil, the final chapter.
Yeah.
Take me out to Paradise City.
Oh, no.
The grass is green and the girls are pretty.
Yeah.
Oh.
Terrible remix.
Such a terrible trailer. Is this the final chapter?
I hope so.
I heard there's a new Saw movie coming.
Oh, jeez.
Wasn't that called the final chapter, too?
we'll take your bets on that.
I'll see it just for the show.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Adrian will.
I think I will. I'll end up... I think I've seen all these movies, so I'm a bit of a completionist that way. And that's the only reason I'll see it.
Have I seen... I think I've seen them all.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I see everything.
That's right.
But yeah, man, that's it.
That's it.
It'll be a A-plus show next time.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's that time of year, people. Sorry about that. If we had any power over release dates, we would definitely adjust things.
Yeah, John Wick would have already opened.
That's right. As soon as the final cut was finished, would have been out there.
That's it, man.
Cool. Well, I guess we can start to wrap up the show here. You're on Twitter, right?
At SoundJam69. Say hi.
Say what up. And the show has a Twitter account. It's at @TheGreen_Screen. I'm also on Twitter. I'm at @Adrian_Charlie. You can also find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and brand new, as of the last episode, we're on Google Play, so you can find us on Google Play. And last month, we launched thegreenscreenofdeath.com, and we're going to throw in a few written pieces there, here and there, and post the podcast there. So be sure to check out thegreenscreenofdeath.com. We're also on Facebook. Run a search, The Green Screen of Death, and hit like, and hey, you can like us on Facebook.
What's Facebook?
What's Facebook? That's right. And as always, on the podcast platforms, we'd appreciate it if you threw us a like and leave us a comment. That'll help us find a wider audience. That's it for episode 61. And next time you hear from us, it'll be our top 10 movies of 2016. But I believe we'll talk also about our 11 through 20, right?
Yeah, and a few bad ones.
A few bad ones. We'll throw those in there, too.
And because I'm me, a couple of weird questions for Adrian.
Oh, no. And I totally didn't prepare. Again, I did not prepare for this.
I always prepare.
Right on, dude. That's awesome. Cool. Well, thanks very much, everybody, for listening. We'll talk with you next time.
Peace.